vision so clear in my head. It's a strange kind of prison. It is and it isn't. It's a life that I'm bound to live without ever knowing why. It's the beauty of the morning. It's the soft line of your thigh. It's the day that I found you known as I walked along the shore. I read the lines you wrote, left hidden in my coat. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's a lie. As you feel the need, you love to be alone, alone, to feel the limits of his arrows blown, scattered and thrown, like on a windy day, all meaning cast away.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are joining you here today from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And we're taking you back to the garden. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And on this week's episode, we're very excited. We're going to be reviewing the music and concert of Loving.
One of our favorite bands.
One of our favorite bands.
Canadian hit.
Too. I would say they're a local classic too. These are our island boys.
Yeah.
And I'm more than thrilled to be talking about them today.
Me as well.
They had a show at the Vogue opening for Tennis last Thursday. Yes,
which we will be covering Tennis next week.
Yes. I mean, it was a great week for us.
We had a phenomenal week.
Yeah,
thank you so much to MRG for also supplying us with the tickets, actually, for our phenomenal week. But this is actually kind of a fun crossover episode because we did Haley Hendrix last week. And, well, I mean, we'll talk about this a bit later. But after the Haley Hendrix show, we actually got to speak with David and Patrick, two members of Loving, for quite a while after.
Yeah.
And we had a little conversation with them. And then we got to see them on stage before Tennis, which we're covering next week. So it seems to be a nice little... there was a little, like, synchronicity of things happening.
Everyone was synced up. Everyone was just... It was a Vancouver music scene moment.
It was.
Everyone was out together. It was great.
It was beautiful.
But yeah, Loving is a great little band. They were formed on the island. They say that they recorded their first album between Victoria and Toronto in the winter of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked with Patrick and David, we realized that the BC government essentially gave them a grant to start writing more music. And then on January 31st of 2020, they released their first full-length album.
If I'm Only My Thoughts,
yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Which you just heard Visions, which is the hit off of that album.
Yeah.
A really beautiful song. And before we really get into it today, I think we should play a little bit more music, and then we could start talking about how we love, why we love them so much. Why we love Loving. Also, what a fun band name. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. So yeah, we've got some really, this is going to be some chill vibes today.
Yeah, today's going to be really nice. You'll hear some Loving, you'll hear some Velvet Underground.
Ooh.
Which is something, we'll talk about that later. Something they often like to
play at their shows.
Yeah. You'll also hear some Sam Burton and some Alice Phoebe Liu, who are both frequent collaborators.
Collaborators with this lovely little band. Yeah. So we love Loving. Why don't we just get into it? You're going to listen now to Nihilist Kite Flyer off of If I Am Only My Thoughts. And after that, the Not Real Lake off of their self-titled debut EP, Loving. So let's get into it. Enjoy.
This magic hour, all confused the power of a stolen world. For what is unheard, But what is certain is I am forgetting, and that is a blessing. Angry weather in my head, angry weather in my head, angry weather in my head. You know, gentle heart is fair. So wake up in the night, mindless fight. We're walking in the wood.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're taking you back to the garden. You know the drill. We're talking about Loving today. Loving, who performed a show last Thursday at the Vogue Theater opening for The Lovely Tennis. And we're going to take this time to just talk about why we love Loving so much. I'll start by saying that Loving, I saw them actually at the Hollywood Theater last June or July with our dear friend Tessa, who's a reoccurring character on this show.
Yeah.
She's talked about for sure.
Shout out to Tessa.
Yeah, shout out to Tessa as always. And her and I saw Loving at the Hollywood. It was great. We were super fanning it up. We were like front and center. I got there way too early.
This was in June.
I think
I had a ticket. This was the Loving headline show.
Yes.
And I couldn't go.
You were too busy gallivanting Europe.
I was gallivanting around Europe,
Devastatingly.
Yeah.
But it was a great show. It was amazing. It was awesome to see. They are just so good live, and it was awesome to see them do a full set. I will say David's guitar skills are unmatched.
Like seeing, really impressive.
Seeing them as a band just by themselves, like not like in an opening set, which is obviously condensed. You really get to see, I mean, David shreds, you know,
he shreds hard.
He does. Yeah. He does indeed.
No,
and it was a great show back in June at the Hollywood. And then I ended up seeing them again in Victoria, which is kind of their hometown. They're kind of a Victoria hometown vibe.
Yeah. I think David said he lives in Port Alberni now, but
yeah.
I believe they're from the island. Although one of them is from Montreal, he said, or lives in Montreal currently.
Yes. So. I believe Patrick, I mean, they're from everywhere. Across Canada representation here at CanCon. I've seen them a few times, and when we found out that they're going to be opening for Tennis, Sam and I were like, we have to go.
We have to go. Because for me especially, I think the Tennis Loving combo was very
crazy.
Very niche and specific, because that was very much my like pandemic music. Like 2020, yeah. Springtime, like around this time of year, I was very, like I was hardcore listening to Tennis and Loving.
As a combo.
Exclusively as a combo. Like that was my playlist.
Yeah.
And there were two bands that, again, I kind of like have obviously moved on from in the last 3 years. I don't only listen to them anymore, but them touring together felt very serendipitous to me, because I was like, there's no reason why they were the two bands I was into in April 2020.
It just so happened. I agree.
It just so happened to be a coincidence, but how crazy is it that they then come together in April 2023 to perform a beautiful show
Show at the Vogue.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to talk about Tennis next week, but we truly did just kind of, it was in the middle of exams, so we just showed up. We didn't know what to expect.
It was pouring rain outside, if I remember. There was a moment we were both on the bus, and we were both like, this is miserable. Like,
this is miserable. I got there for, like, before Sam, and I was just sitting down. I'm like, we're fighting for our life today.
Truly.
And then Loving comes on and we're dancing.
And we're dancing.
We're chilling.
Especially because the night before we had been at Hayley Hendricks. Yeah. And had we not spoken to Loving, there was an option I might have been like, I can't go out tonight. Like, I'm exhausted.
I agree. I mean,
I was like, we got to go support our boys.
Our little chat. We had to join.
Yeah.
We had to see him again. So, yeah, it was a great show. I really do love their music. Their music in particular now reminds me of like the latter half of last summer. Because after their concert, I was just, that's what will happen after a concert. I'll just exclusively listen to that artist for like whatever period of time.
Right.
And the latter half of last summer, I also saw them at the end of the first time I'd gone to Tofino. I had drove to Tofino, and on the way back, I drove to Victoria, and I saw them
my last night on that little trip in Victoria.
They are such island music, too.
It's an island. It's a summery. Sam and I are both done exams now. It's a summery island free vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
That's how we're going to categorize this.
That's how we're categorizing the day. It feels really good. And also, I mean, they have like a wide ranging, I think, like the way that they collaborate with other artists, too. Because I remember my biggest surprise was I had not seen them live in theory together as a band until this week or until last week.
Yeah.
But I saw just David play the guitar for Alice Phoebe Lou when she came last March, I want to say, like March 2022.
So we've seen little slices of them everywhere.
Slices of them everywhere. And I remember I chatted with them after the Hayley Hendricks show and was like, okay, you were with Alice Phoebe Lou. Like, what was up with that?
Yeah.
And they collaborate frequently, which we'll talk a bit more about later. Yeah. But I just thought that was, I don't know. I just like how they're in this scene of like really like wholesome, nice, loving music. And that is what they are called, loving. Yeah. Like the name really personifies, I feel like, the
music
they
create.
It's
happy, happy stuff. Yeah. You really can't go wrong with loving. Yeah. We love loving.
We love them. I mean, if anyone could see us, if there was a live camera, we are beaming in the studio right now talking about loving.
We got our big loving smiles on.
Yeah.
So with that, I think everyone knows why we love loving now. How about we just play some
loving
and
then we'll
for
talk
other
about
people
the show.
To love. Love, 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 love.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to play for you two songs, and then we're going to cut to a short little ad break. We've got If I Am Only My Thoughts off of If I Am Only My Thoughts, and also January. These are two really beautiful, quaint songs you will enjoy, I think. So here is If I Am Only My Thoughts by Loving. Enjoy.
Yesterday, before the sunrise, I was swimming into a difference. It was stinging my eyes in the most pleasant of
MRG Live presents Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Don't miss the Montreal Dream Pop Band as they bring their untourable album to Vancouver's most beautiful venue. Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Limited tickets remaining.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is, native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're tuning back in, taking you back to the garden. You just listened to If I Am Only My Thoughts in January by Loving off their debut album, If I Am Only My Thoughts. And we're going to keep the good times rolling, okay? We're not going to spare any time. We're going to play some more music now.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to Only She Knows off of If I Am Only My Thoughts.
I love that song.
And This name is complicated. Bowley goes drunk dancing into the future.
Yes. Yep.
We're doing that.
You crushed that.
I had to take a second.
Yeah.
As well as Lately and Another Time. We're going to give you three more beautiful tunes of Loving on today's episode. And then we're going to get into talking a little bit with the concert and the chat we had with them.
Exactly.
So here's Only She Knows off of If I Am Only My Thoughts. Enjoy.
Staring out the window, she's calmly reading. Confiding inside, searching the skies for signs. She's waiting on someone. Is it the sun? Is it the sun? Thank you.
maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once so truly, for once so truly I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing. That would really be something. In most ways, on most days, I'm clearly disappearing. I am clearly disappearing at the thought of our nearing an end. And it was there you declared all love is unfair. Maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once so truly, for once so truly, for once so truly I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing. I'll keep
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're taking you back to the garden. Recovering Loving today, and this is the portion of the show where we're going to talk about the lovely show they put on, but more so the little chat we had with them.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned before, we ran into them coming out of Hayley Hendricks, which was the night before their show, and I've seen them before, so I grabbed Sam by the shoulder and I said, that's Loving. And I swear,
like,
that's them.
Yeah, I know. Molly was very adamant that was them, and I was like, how do you know? Like, I'm not paying attention right now. I was like talking to someone else, and I was like, okay.
We will say hello.
I was like, let's go say hello. We'll go tell them that we're like gonna be seeing them tomorrow. Yeah. We're very excited, and let's just start chatting with them. And
what a fruitful conversation.
The loveliest people ever. For anyone that is unfamiliar with Loving, not only do they make amazing music, but they are phenomenal conversationalists.
They are so lovely. We talked about everything from Port Alberni to Alice Phoebe Lou.
Yeah.
We learned a lot. You can talk about this, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that was like my connection to them, because I was like, oh, like, chatted with one of them who was the guitarist and who I vaguely recognized. I was like, oh, I think you played with Alice Phoebe Lou when she came to Vancouver last year. And he was like, yes, I did. Apparently they collaborate frequently.
Yes.
He told me he's recorded, I think, her new album, which is coming out, I think, in like next week or pretty soon. She had a new single that dropped today.
Today.
And they recorded this new entire album while she was on tour last year for her other album, Glow and Child's Play, which both of them came out in 2021, one of which, I think, Child's Play, was recorded at David's house in Port Alberni.
Yes.
His, like, home studio.
Which is so sweet.
Which is just crazy, because, like, I remember when that album came out, I love Alice Phoebe Lou. I've loved her for a very long time. She's, I think, South African, but, like, based in Berlin now.
Yeah.
She's, like, a very global artist, like, travels all the time. She's always on tour. And I know that this, like, album came out last year in 2021. And it said it was recorded on Vancouver Island. And I was like, what are the odds Alice Phoebe Lou is recording an album on Vancouver?
What is she doing here?
Yeah, I was like, that's so random and exciting. And then upon talking to David, it turns out he is like the master behind this. It's his studio.
All the dots connecting.
They collaborate frequently. So for me, this was just like lore in my head that I'm like, oh my God, like everyone's connected. Like, it was just really exciting to hear.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's the last time I'd seen him, and I thought it was really random when he was playing with her.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Loving opened or anything. Like, Sam Burton opened, who we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of exciting. I was like, oh my God, okay, so
all these little dots connected.
You guys are friends. The scene is smaller than we think, and the world is smaller than we think in a way, because this is a Berlin-based South African artist that is collaborating
with... entrenched in this cute little Vancouver Island band
that, you know, made their first album with a grant from the BC government. So,
beautiful. Like, we chatted about that. Yeah. We were like, oh my goodness, the BC government came through. Thank you so much for once. And we also, there was a cute little moment where Tessa and I have these t-shirts we got at the Hollywood show that they did. And it is notoriously my favorite shirt. And also, several times Tess and I will show up to school wearing these shirts. It's like a red graphic that says Loving on it. We got it from the concert. And we are always twinning. And at the time, my t-shirt had been stolen by someone who's in the studio with us today, by Emily. My t-shirt had been stolen by Emily. And I was talking to them like, yeah, well, the shirt's no longer in my possession, but that is one of my favorite shirts. And then the next night when we were actually... at the show, Sam got a shirt.
I got
so we all have
shirt.
our little Loving shirts.
Now we can be triplets, which was exciting though, because there was this fun conversation we had where they talked about how they will be manning the booth merch booth after the concert, and I was like, oh my God, we'll see you there. But then the plot twist is they were like, oh, sometimes the Vogue doesn't let the bands do it. Sometimes, like,
they
want
to take a cut.
Yeah, so they were. So then me and Molly were like, well,
we will.
I was like, we'll be there. You don't even have to pay me. I will just...
shoot a DM. Yeah. I'll man it. Don't worry.
Like, I will man the booth. So there was a universe that we could have been even manning the Loving booth, which for some reason the idea of that is like mind-blowing.
Like, how did we get here? Bestie vibes.
Because in my echo chamber, too, Loving is like the Rolling Stones. Like, they are...
like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking like...
These are
the Vancouver Island Beatles.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only comparison I will make. Thank you so much. No. Yeah. Just such a lovely chat.
Yeah.
And...
is there anything else from the chat we want to talk about? Should we just talk about the performance?
We can... well, the next... We're starting to enter our adjacent section, which is when we just play music that they've either been inspired by or is similar to them, or in this case, some openers that they've had that we love, like Alice Phoebe Lou and Sam Burton.
Yeah.
But the first song on this adjacent docket
is
Countess from Hong Kong off of Velvet Underground B-Sides. And when Tess and I heard this at the first of three shows I've been to of theirs. It's like, what is that song? It's so fun. It's got a harmonica moment. They do an incredible rendition of it.
Yeah.
And I've heard it every single time. Like, they've done it every single time I've seen them live. It's like their whole, it's their thing. And we were chatting with them afterwards, and I said, you know what? Like, you need to release your own little cover of that because it is our favorite. And they said that maybe that's on the horizon in the future. So
if it ever happens,
you'll enjoy.
You heard it here first.
It's a funky tune, and I think they do a really great job with it.
I think they do too. But if they do release it, Molly Nichols deserves credit.
I deserve credit. I made it happen. Thank you so much. I pioneered. I supported that release. No. But yeah, I mean, it was good to prod them about that, because that's something that Tessa and I sincerely want, is a cover of that release.
I would listen to that song over and over again.
Over and over again. Yeah.
Hopefully on the new album. Let's cross our fingers.
Cross our fingers. It's been 3 years since they released their last three. Yeah. 2020. So we're hoping for a new one soon. Any notes on the show, Sam?
The show was phenomenal, honestly.
A lot of new stuff. Like, they did play a lot of new stuff
in
the beginning.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I think a new album is on the horizon, because they did play many new songs.
I'd say 50%.
Like, unheard of before, which was similar to Hayley Hendrix the night before. So
These
artists are touring right now with new music on the horizon, which I think is always fun, because I know last year when I went to see Omar Apollo, he played at the Commodore, like, in April.
Mm-hmm.
He played a bunch of new music that hadn't been released yet, because he hadn't released Ivory, his, like, big album. And then
you get a sneak peek.
And you get a sneak peek of it. And then I saw him again that year when I was just backpacking. He happened to be in Barcelona at the same time as me. And it was crazy, because he was playing now these songs that had been released. And I was like, oh my God, like, I heard these earlier. Like, I recognize this performance.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Here's to hopefully seeing both these artists, Hayley Hendrix and Loving, again with the new music out. And hopefully they go on another tour and we get
beautiful.
Really enjoy it and listen to their music and know the words and sing along. So.
And we would have heard it first.
Yeah. Yeah,
beautiful.
We did. Yeah.
We did. So with that, we're gonna enter our adjacent portion, and we're gonna play you "Countess from Hong Kong" off of "Peel Slowly and See," but the B sides of this Velvet Underground album. So do enjoy. It's a very fun song. Look out for the harmonica. And after that, we're going to listen to some Sam Burton and some Alice Phoebe Lou, and we're going to squeeze in an ad break somewhere there. So just enjoy the ride.
Just sit back and relax.
Sit back and relax, enjoy the ride. Here's "Countess from Hong Kong."
Countess from Hong Kong, she moves so lightly like the summer rain. And every time I see and think about her, it ends up the same. Walking the streets out in Singapore, it was a funny sight. Countess from Hong Kong, she did everything right. Countess from Hong Kong, oh, Countess from Hong Kong. She's like a summer breeze. And all of the princes, they came from India, they fell down on their knees. In silks and satins, what a purple swathe she cut among the trees. The Countess from Hong Kong, would like a sunbeam. Oh,
from Hong Kong. Pan is from Hong Kong.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off the presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me. Come on in and stay inspired in the meantime.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam. And
we're taking you back to the garden.
Yeah.
You know. We're going to close out the hour now with two collaborators and openers and
what do you call, I guess, main acts adjacent to Loving? I don't know.
Yeah, we've got two of our favorite, some of our favorite artists that are just so deeply connected to Loving.
Yeah.
And that would be Sam Burton and Alice Phoebe Liu.
Yeah, so let's quickly chat. I saw Sam Burton. He opened for Alice Phoebe Liu, the show that Loving was the guitarist in, David, in March of 2022.
And I saw Sam Burton open for Loving at the Hollywood, and yeah. Tessa and I were like on our knees. Yeah. We were like, this is an incredible, I am levitating
this
out of
crazy.
This theater.
Yeah. And we're playing them both because we're going to play an old hit, and then both Sam and Alice Phoebe Liu have new albums coming out.
Yeah.
And I've recently dropped singles. Alice Phoebe Liu, the one we're going to play for you a little later, was just dropped today, actually. So
yes.
These are two artists that
hot
are
hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
We
new
keep
albums coming
you,
out.
We keep you informed here.
Keep
at
you on your toes. Yeah. We are up to date on this, for some reason, small microcosm of musicians who are friends and know each other.
So here is Why Should You Take Me There, correct? Yeah. Why Should You Take Me There off of I Can Go With You,
and
the
also
album?
Just yeah. But also just some lore is that Sam Burton opened for Wiseblood in Europe on her recent tour.
See,
and we famously covered Wiseblood. So
Back to the Garden is a very expansive but also very small cinematic universe.
I was going to say, yeah.
Like everyone's connected and it reaches far and wide internationally. But at the same time, It's everyone knows everyone here at Back to the Garden.
Like, what is this, episode 9? And yet we have, like, crossover already. So there you go. We'll listen. Anyways, introduce the songs.
Why Should You Get to Take Me There off of I Can Go With You by Sam Burton. And then Maria, which is off his new album to come, Long Way Around. This was the first single released off the album. So let's get into some Sam Burton. You're going to love. The voice is crazy. He gives crazy vibes in the best way possible. Here you are. Why Should You Get to Take Me There?
Thank you. should I stay here when I have to go back to sleep to have a dream? And why should I stay here when I have to go blind to hear the street? Why should I stay? I'm needed no more. How can I lay down in the door? Why should you need to take me there? Why should you need to take me there? Why should I stay here, preserving the dead, to pantomime pattern? How can I stay when there is a dead and far too many problems?
Blurs every shade for a jingle rhyme. And I don't have fear for you, 'cause I'm high above up in the sky, Maria. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. And I don't need mercy from you, 'cause I'm high above my body's. I know that I never told you, so tonight I'll try, Maria. It'll be alright, Maria. It'll be.
Just listen to some Sam Burton tunes, and you're now listening to some Alice Phoebe Lou. What song is this, Sam?
This is Glow.
Off of Glow.
Off of Glow, which is one of my favorite albums of hers. She has so much good music. We might do an archival episode that is Alice Phoebe Lou dedicated, because I think she deserves it.
I agree. But if we may be going to Alice Phoebe Lou as well.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah. Okay, famously, Alice Phoebe Lou is playing a concert in Victoria very soon, which we are trying to secure tickets to. I might have one right now. I have to confirm. From my sister.
To the Garden Road trip.
Back to the Garden trip. Yep.
Road trip. Yep. Crazy.
But phenomenal artist. She has her new album coming out. I don't know what it's called yet. I don't think she's released the name of it. But she did release a single today. Let me
called
pull up.
Open My Door.
Yeah.
Which I believe David is on.
Yeah, he is. Because
he was in the Instagram post.
He was in the Instagram post. He, I think, writes a lot. They write a lot of music together. I think he produces a lot of her music. The cover for the album is gorgeous, too. But so is the one for Glow. Famously, Alice Phoebe Lou has a very well-curated aesthetic and everything about it.
Gorgeous all around.
But anyways, listen to Glow, and it's been a pleasure to do radio with you today.
As always, we will see you next week for tennis, which we soft launched today. We soft launched the tennis concept today.
So
we'll see you next week for tennis. For all our UBC kiddos listening, congrats on being done, I hope.
Yeah, last day of finals today.
Last day of finals. And everyone else, enjoy the beautiful weather that we're going to be experiencing in Vancouver this weekend. I am ecstatic.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. All to the beach.
Thank you for joining us in the garden.
Taking you back to the garden as always. This has been 101.9 CITR FM. Have a great weekend.